Edmond resident Jonathan Stranger opens his garage door. In the driveway, a gray 2013 Nissan Leaf.
No gas. There's no gas. There's no motor oil. It's the future.
A bill now headed to the state Senate would charge him a $100 fee each year when he renews his Leaf's registration. For plug-in hybrid owners like the Chevy Volt, the fee would be $30 a year.
My feeling on it is we obviously know the state of Oklahoma is tied to oil and gas, so it's almost like, you know, our state makes blue shirts, and I've decided to wear a green shirt, so I'm getting, you know, fined.
Stranger owns several restaurants. He's doing well financially. For him, it's not the amount of the fee, but the principle of the matter. Abel Blakely is the owner of Savory Spice Shop in Oklahoma City. He feels the same way.
It's a slap in the face, you know, it really is.
Blakely has lived all over the country, in places where people are incentivized to use alternative energy.
And to come home, where I grew up, and then buy an electric vehicle to try to do something positive, and then hear that a friend of yours wrote a bill that's trying to detract from that, it's a real bummer.
His friend is State Senator Stephanie Bice, a co-author of House Bill 1449. State Impact couldn't catch up with Senator Bice for an interview, but Blakely tweeted at her, saying electric car owners already pay taxes on the electricity they use to charge their cars. She replied by saying, quote, EVs don't pay a gasoline tax, which goes to help fund the roads and bridges we all drive on. Representative Dustin Roberts made a similar argument on the House floor Wednesday. He added electric vehicle owners receive a big federal rebate.
Right now, if you go buy an electric car, you get a $7,500 rebate, and you don't have to pay into the infrastructure system that you're taking space up and tearing the wear and tear on these roads. So that's all we're doing is saying, okay, pay into the infrastructure system is all we're doing with this bill. Simple.
The fee would be collected in lieu of the tax most Oklahomans pay when they put gas in their tanks, taxes that go toward the state's transportation infrastructure. Currently, 10 states levy fees or taxes on electric vehicles. The Oklahoma bill originally set the fee at $150, which would have been the second highest in the nation. An amendment reduces the fee to $100, which should help appease the Association of Central Oklahoma Governments. Eric Pollard is ACOG's Clean Cities Coordinator.
Electricity, in ACOG's view, to power vehicles is part of our region's effort in advancing energy independence.
Most states don't bother imposing these fees at all. There simply aren't many electric cars on the road yet. In Oklahoma, there's about one electric car for every 5,000 gas-powered ones, according to numbers from 2014.
I don't think most drivers out there would mind paying something. However, I think with $150, in our analysis, that would mean an EV driver in Oklahoma would be paying 114% more in road taxes than gasoline drivers. And so there's some concern there that's an unfair burden on EV drivers.
Back at the Savory Spice Shop, Abel Blakely says he isn't paying a gas tax, but that doesn't mean he isn't paying his fair share.
I would also be interested to see where the tax that I pay on electricity goes, because that's the fuel that we put in those, and I plug it into my house, comes off the grid, you know, pay OG&E every month. I'm paying a tax on my fuel, it's just not the same one.
And people who own plug-in hybrids, which use both electricity and gas, would pay a new $30 fee in addition to the gas taxes they already pay, which critics of the bill see as a double tax. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.